Our first guest this morning is Steve Hapkins. Steve is the Executive Director for Life Choices for Evangelical Homes of Michigan. Welcome, Steve.
Good morning, Sheila. Great to be here.
Steve, what is Evangelical Homes of Michigan?
Evangelical Homes of Michigan is one of the providers here in Washtenaw County for older adult services, both for a variety of campus living as well as off-campus living in their homes. So we have a full continuum of services. I'm based in Southeast Michigan, have several other counties that we do service, but everything from independent living to assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, pretty much the whole continuum.
Life Choices, tell us a bit more about that.
Well, Sheila, Life Choices is really exciting for us in this past year. It's a brand new program where we've taken basically the concept of a regular continuing care retirement community, as we know it, and package that up and put all of the elements of that together and deliver that into a home environment for those older adults that really would prefer, if they could, to stay in their home and age in place.
What types of things does it offer?
Well, certainly most of us are really aware of what we would think of as traditional home care. So any of those clinical services or homemaker assisted services, things like that, that have been available for some time are part of it. But even more than that, then we have just a plethora of technology solutions to help make the home safer and more enjoyable. We have wellness services, everything from programming, life enrichment type things, as well as exercise. And really our whole wellness, six-sphere wellness approach is packaged in that as well. And then one of the highly sought after areas that we really discovered for older adults was environmental services, just help taking care of the home itself. And that could be anything from handyman services to electrical services, transportation, meal delivery, any of those things that oftentimes can be prohibitive of helping older adults stay in their home independently as well.
And what prompted the Life Choices Initiative?
Well, that's a great question. We have the opportunity to travel around and talk about this whole voyage for us. But really, it embarked a couple of years ago when we decided really to go out in our marketplace and talk to older adults and their families about really the perfect world situation. What were some of the new choices and wishes that were surfacing? Most of us, I know, embark on that mission when we're thinking about building a new property, for instance, and we start thinking about what that's going to look like. But something really surprising happened when we had a huge percentage of older adults let us know that, boy, if they really could, if they had the way, they would really prefer to stay in their home and not necessarily move into a community. And certainly, that's not everyone. I mean, we have retirement communities as well, and so that's the right answer for some. But when we started hearing about that more and more, we decided, well, let's take a closer look at this and see if there's a solution that we can build. Right about that time, we connected with a couple national organizations that already had these in place and kind of went through a whole learning process. Our market study actually took about 2 years and went through several processes, even small groups and focus groups and phone questionnaires and things like that to kind of get to the point where we are today.
Our guest is Steve Hapkins with Evangelical Homes of Michigan, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Steve, you were previously the Corporate Director of Wellness and Physical Health. What's the status of that initiative?
Well, it's going great, and I'm just really blessed to be able to kind of continue to move on in bigger initiatives that are going on for the company, and that just means I have a great team behind me kind of continuing that torch. So we employ massage therapists, personal trainers, recreation therapists, all those people that are involved with older adults as far as just helping make today a great day for them. And that initiative's going great. We've got just a fluid progression of what wellness means for us as a company as well as for those that we serve. And again, that takes on just a wide range of environments, everything from, you know, traditional independent living or assisted living to even what's it mean to deliver wellness in a hospice environment. So that breadth of services. And again, in our model, like it is for many others, it's really a full holistic approach as far as kind of covering all six spheres. I come from a background of kind of the physical sphere, personal training and therapy myself, but the importance of emotional wellness, spiritual wellness, all those other areas that are really important as well.
And that's the that seems like that's the objective of that particular program is overall wellness.
Yes, it is. And I think that's a word probably that gets overused a lot, not just in our industry, but it's kind of a fancy catchword right now. But really, it's just about, you know, quality of life, enjoying life experiences. It doesn't always have to mean health per se, but just balance and enjoyment. Our goal is that, you know, it's a fluid program that we're creating solutions all the time. It's not something that's mapped out and we hope that people adapt to, but really it's, you know, addressing and creating new things all the time.
Well, and I'm sure every situation that you come across is different.
Oh boy, it is. And I think I've seen it all. And then I have a day like today even where, you know, might be out meeting new people and new challenges and opportunities and things that people are trying to solve or just integrating into communities and totally different backgrounds and ethnic backgrounds and cultural experiences in their life. And even though we may have this great offering of services and activities and things like that, you still may see somebody disengaged and wonder, you know, boy, on our cruise boat, you got to be kidding, there's not something here. And you realize this is a different person, and let's get to know them a little bit more and figure out where the connection points are for them as well.
Cruise boat, I like that.
Yeah, well,
that's pretty cool.
You know, we network with, you know, we have such great providers in this county especially. We're really blessed to have the opportunity to travel quite a bit. And I think, you know, the southern Michigan, Washtenaw County area is just very, very rich. And so I would look around to my peers and say, well, we're all building cruise boats in some sense. And I think the difference in life choices is saying, you know, do I have to sacrifice my home to experience that? And that was really the solution that we were trying to create and say, boy, you've lived here 35 years. Could be a lot of reasons for not wanting to leave, but maybe it's just because you love your home and are capable of staying there and still having that experience. And that's what we hope we can produce.
So you talk to a lot of families. Are there misconceptions that people have about elder care?
Well, I think one of the misconceptions is elder care is all about that, just care for older adults. And certainly, you know, we're a provider that has that accessibility and resources available and always fill in any of the voids that are there for care. But really, I think one of the misconceptions is, can it also mean, you know, enriching active, vibrant lives as well? I was with an 87-year-old gentleman who is probably more vibrant than many 60-year-olds I know. And if we just kind of fit him into a classic stereotype elder care model, it's about, you know, when you're sick, I'll be here for you. You know, that's not always the case. I know our other guest here today is going to talk about that more as well. It's about life experiences. And are there some solutions available so that your loved ones can still have that kind of lifestyle and celebrate the stage in their life that they're in right now?
You're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. We're talking with Steve Hopkins, the Executive Director of Life Choices with Evangelical Homes of Michigan. Steve, you know a lot about what's available in the area. What's your perception? Is this a good area to be looking for care?
Well, it's a great area to be looking for care. I think it's even a better area to be looking for quality of life. So not to pound that thought home. But we did a lot of work, spent tens of thousands of dollars really probing this marketplace and reaching out and connecting to those older adults and their families that are looking for options and solutions, and really collected a lot of information about how's it going for them right now and also what's missing and what are the desires. And I think some of that was collaborated to kind of give us a look at what life choices could look like, but also it was very affirming that this area is meeting a lot of needs, a lot of opportunities.
So at Evangelical, are you involved much with advocacy for the elderly?
We are. My phone rings on a daily basis, and I would say literally half of the phone calls I receive, Evangelical may not provide any services for. And, you know, it's one of the things that are just mission-based about this space we work in. And it's just sometimes about helping find where is the right resource. You know, what are there some things that we can do to help? And our whole company is really built on that. I have a great team of social workers and clinicians that I can call on a second's notice and just say, hey, I just talked to this person. You know, what do you know about this kind of weird situation, and where could I point them? What can I do for them? Certainly, we have a plethora of opportunities and ways to solve those, but it doesn't always mean it's Evangelical providing the resource or the service.
Steve, can you share a personal experience you may have had with a family that was especially meaningful?
There was a young woman, relatively young woman, 70 years old, that was getting through with short-term acute rehab and was looking to kind of expedite that process to get home. But quite frankly, the home wasn't ready for her. This was a recent acute illness that was going to make mobility a new challenge in this person's wife and their family. So even though she was ready to get discharged, if you will, and embark on a new stage of recovery, a home really wasn't accessible, and even the bathroom environment wasn't ready. So we had an opportunity to go in there and do some of that work, really help the spouse that was going to be the primary caregiver, go through that process with vetting out contract providers that we work with all the time, produce a real nice, low-cost, efficient option to be able to make those two solutions happen in a very fast, efficient manner. And I just visited them at the end of last week, and you know, there's still a lot of work to be done as far as that recovery, but at least she's at home with
you
her.
You accomplished the goal.
Yeah, so it's one of those feel-good stories. They don't always end that way, but it's nice to have those sort of things happening right here in our surroundings.
What do you enjoy most about your position?
I think, well, two things. Working with a fantastic team. I think all of us would probably say that, you know, we have the A team behind us, and I truly feel that way. I go into work every day and just know I'm working with superstars. But going home at night then, knowing that maybe there was a small piece of the puzzle I helped put together today for people in their lives, whether it means creating a great moment or solving an opportunity that's making that prohibitive, and really having the opportunity to come up with solutions, to put things together that weren't in place previously, not just about running a schedule, but actually coming up with a brand new solution for somebody that's wanting to live independently in their home.
And make their lives a little bit easier.
Yeah, exactly, Sheila, exactly.
Steve, how can listeners get in touch with you?
Well, there's a couple of great ways. I wanted to mention that on our website, we have a really kind of a fun resource. We have a wellness blog, and that's a great place to kind of come in touch with a lot of different resources, and that's just wellness.evangelicalhomes.org. But our Life Choices offices, our phone number is 734-295-9292. Or our website, evangelicalhomes.org. Either of those can get to our division very easily.
Well, Steve, it's been really nice to have you on the program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Sheila.